Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the mayor of the city of Reno in his 11th year. He's got a lot to say. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
Well, we'll be talking with Mayor Bob Cashel, and he's always a fun interview.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau, Marsha Burt Bigla, and James Smack. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nevada Newsmakers 10th Annual Teen Edition is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association, Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada State Education Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Bob Cashel. He is the mayor of Reno. Pleased to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
The first story, obviously, we have to talk about is this situation where the fire issue popped up again in a major way because of a prominent individual whose house caught on fire, and the nearest fire truck was not able to respond, or wasn't called, apparently. This deconsolidation that took place in Northern Nevada was probably, what, the stupidest thing that ever occurred?
Well, I'm not going to say it's stupid. I mean, it was something I never thought it should have happened. But I tell you, we're already, the council members and commissioners are getting together and talking and seeing what we can do to work it out.
Was this really a union issue?
You know, some people say it's four-man crews. Somebody says it's this and that. But, you know, it's really...
So that would be a union issue.
That would be. And that was a control issue. But, I mean, that was previous people. And so far, all that I'm getting is positive feedback. People want to work together. And that's what I'm excited about.
Doesn't it bother you, though, that it took a prominent person's house pretty much burning down for this to come to the fore? Because it's not the first incidence of this.
No, this isn't the first incident, and it is a shame that somebody lost their house. I'm just so happy nobody lost their life. But the the situation is and what it is got to be worked out, and I think we've got some cool heads on both sides that are willing to work it out. As I told Antoinette, I'm not going to get it, and I told you so because it's on the record of what I'd said in the past. But really, I'm very happy because the senator put together a good committee of people that are fresh to the scene, and they're going to visit about
this
it.
This is Ben Kieckhefer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But they're going to work it out, and we will. It's something that should never happen. But
are there any other, while you have the flame lit high, are there any other areas of consolidation that would be a good time to push now? You've got about a year left in office, so this is your time to say whatever the heck you want, because you don't have to run for re-election. You've done it all.
You're insinuating I'm a lame duck.
No, I'm not saying you're a lame duck. I'm actually saying that you got more fire in your right now than you've ever had before, because you can say exactly what's on your mind.
Well, I can, and I think there's areas that we can work together and do some things, and I'm hoping so. And I really like the fresh ideas that I'm hearing coming from the new people at the county and also my new people on the city council. So I'm very excited some stuff can be put together. I think a lot in the county and the city, there's a lot of areas we could consolidate or share services or do
something. Give me the top three.
Oh, fire being number one could really be worked out. Planning departments could be worked out together. Health's already done it, so just those, some of those type of areas could really work and be put together.
It seems like with personality changes on both the commission and the county is kind of what's making difference at this point. Is it just some bad blood that's now gone, or is it just having a new, fresh approach to what's happening?
Well, I think it's I think some of the bad blood's gone, mm-hmm. and I think some of the people that were antagonistic about it or wanted to control this or that or do something is gone, and it's really nice to have some fresh eyes sitting and looking at it and thinking about it and working on it. And and Kitty Jung understood completely what was going on, and so she's meeting with Burke Bigler and those guys, and they're working on it and seeing what's going on. I think it's going to be, I'm real positive about it. I really think we can work something out.
One of the concerns I had going into the last election cycle with the Reno City Council, we don't usually do council raises on this program, but I didn't know most of the people, at least, to ask them questions or understand their positions, so I had them on the program, and I also moderated one of the debates for them. And what surprised me was that there seemed to be a consensus among the people who were vying for the office that gaming was done, that tourism was no longer a major industry. And I look at that and I think that's ridiculous.
Well, gaming, it's going to be hard for gaming to come back where it was. I remember when I had Boomtown, and I remember they started the California lottery. My dollar slots fell off. I thought somebody was stealing. 6 months later, it worked back into the system. And I think Reno, if we keep our entertainment and if the properties stay first class, remodel their rooms, put in showrooms, do things like that, we're going to be different from those others. But right now, it's going to take a little while, and we've got some properties that are pretty tired that need to upgrade.
But you're also seeing big investment. I mean, the Murillo Group that bought the Grand Sierra, they put a ton of money into that place, and you're seeing improvements, it seems like, almost on a monthly basis. Carl Gears Group bought John Osquaga's Nugget, planned to put $50 million in improvements into that property that, as you say, sorely needs it. The Atlantis and Peppermill are going gangbusters. El Dorado, Silver Legacy.
And I think the merger with the El Dorado and Silver Legacy with this other company,
MTR,
is going to give you a vehicle to raise money like the Atlantis did, and I think you'll see them put in $200-300 million eventually to upgrade their property so it's on the same level with the Peppermill and the Atlantis. And
it's interesting, if you look at the stockholders of the Atlantis, they are the major financial companies across the country. I mean, they have great faith in that property.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, let's take a break.
Sometimes, I mean, you got to have that. I mean, you can't have a privately held casino now in the big boys market.
No.
because you know, you work your life to get ahead, and then all of a sudden you hawk everything you got, and you're 80 years old. Give me a break.
You know, it's funny that the same applies to the mafia in Las Vegas. You know, the mafia ended up not being the big player in Las Vegas because the corporations came in, and the mafia did not have the kind of money that the Wall Street corporations had. Let's take a break. We got to make some money here. We'll be right back on Event Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nevada Newsmakers 10th Annual Teen Edition is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association, Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada State Education Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mayor Bob Cashel of Reno. Pleased to have him here on the program.
So we talked a little bit about gaming's role, but also what we're also seeing now, especially downtown, is these conversions. You've got Siegel that just come in and bought the Virginian. So we're seeing now kind of a renaissance of bringing locals back downtown. More office space. Blake Smith's group bought the U.S. Bank building, converting that. So are you optimistic at how the direction of Reno's going in the sense of becoming more of an office-centric or even business-centric?
Well, I think downtown is really starting to change. It started changing years ago when we got rid of the pavers and put trees in and lights in and redid the streets.
It's been 20 plus years now. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I think that working with the university, they're, you know, the university is one of our biggest assets, and we kind of snub it. And, you know.
Don't you think that's been a two-way street over the years, though?
Oh, it has been a two-way street.
The both have been snubbing each other.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd say we've also snubbed the river, too. So now
absolutely,
we're kind of realizing between the river and the university lies that area called the downtown.
I remember when Phil Satre and Don Crano gave us a bridge loan to build the whitewater rafting course. And luckily, we were able to bond it and get it going. But we built it a year ahead of time, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to see it all the way down to the Automobile Museum, because I think it, you know, you come here from California or someplace and you're driving down the street and you see some guy in a kayak or a canoe and playing in the river. I think that's just a real neat feeling, you see.
Yeah. Isn't it true, though, that Reno is now priced right? That the property values have realigned themselves to reality so that investors are now coming in and saying, yeah, I'm not just going to buy one property, I'm going to buy five or six because it's priced right.
Well, you're absolutely right. The market right now is a good buy. And I think the Siegel Group, Steve Siegel, mm-hmm. he's very aggressive, very good, and he's really My friend Oscar Goodman called me and told me about him, and I was really excited to meet him, and he's everything that Oscar said he was. And he really doesn't play around. I mean, I saw him buy two or three buildings in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about Apple. Let me ask you about Apple. They need a location in a redevelopment district or tourism district to make their deal work. Where's it going to be?
Well, there's two or three places they could go, and I'm sorry that they're having a problem.
But one of them doesn't make sense. The Cabela's site doesn't make sense.
Well, not for downtown, it doesn't make sense. But for traffic and trucks and stuff like that, a nice office warehouse out there makes a lot of sense. I don't want it out there. I want it downtown. And I'm trying to convince people that quit fighting over the pennies and look at the satellites that are going to follow Apple.
So if they were to build, a distribution center, however you have to call it, that they need to buy the equipment that then goes out to their other site. But if they were to put an Apple store itself in downtown Reno, like they have at the Summit,
sure,
that would be a huge boon for downtown.
Oh, I think it'd be great, and we're working with them on it. And in fact, I'm getting a briefing today because I read the paper this morning, and Jeanette did a big article on it, and I'm getting a briefing from my city manager this morning telling me what's going on, because I'm starting to get a little irritated.
Jeanette Damon, by the way, we should mention, has left the Las Vegas Sun and has now rejoined the Reno Gazette Journal covering city politics and the county commission, and I think that she's going to do a great job for that.
I kind of felt a little funny because she came in when I came into office. Now she's coming in when I'm leaving. I don't know if there's something about this.
Well, speaking of leaving, we've got a big decision coming from the Supreme Court before too long on whether or not any of the other existing termed out city council people can run for your job. How's that looking, do you think?
Well, it depends on what criteria they're looking at. You look at the Legislative Bureau's opinion, and they can't run.
Okay.
And the way they looked at it, you look at some other way, and they try to compare it to Henderson to Reno. Charters are different as night and day, and different things like that. Personally, I'm starting to feel that they'll rule that they won't be able to run.
Because that's the governing body, looking at the governing body.
And it's called a governing body.
Yeah.
Doesn't our charter and the legislature says a governing body. Doesn't say councilman or mayor or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It says a governing body for 12 years.
And you have one vote like every city council person
has. I have a vote.
Unlike the city of Sparks.
Sparks, yeah. Gino gets to veto and break a tie.
Okay,
I get to vote on everything.
I got about 20 seconds left, and an important question I want to just throw in here. The local governments in southern Nevada want to see a change in the property tax caps because they say if they don't, then the property values or the property taxes are never going to recover to the level they were before the recession. Would you like to see some changes to that? About 10-second answer, please.
Well, I think the caps they put on them several years ago were ridiculous. I think they're going to hurt because the property values are down low now.
Okay,
you'll never get them back.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you, sir. A lot
Thank
of news
you.
There.
Good to
Wilbur,
see you.
You too. Come back soon, will you?
I will.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Why Marshall Realty?
Experience, results, and compassion is why we are number one. You get the most experienced team that is passionate about your results. Bottom line, we do truly care. Call me today and find out exactly why.
I got a little someone back home. Just listen to this. Come on!
Charter's always in my hand. Thousands of movies on demand. Had to get rid of that satellite dish. Rain broke her down. Genie, I don't miss. Charter TV, $29.99.
855-755-2999.
Oh, my.
open road. 10 times faster, so I'm in control. Charter internet for $29.99.
855-755-2999.
Unlimited calls with Charter phone. No fees. Now I call that home. Charter phone for $29.99.
855-755-2999.
Charter Triple Play. The freedom to get more.
Why short sale now?
The Tax Forgiveness Act is the biggest benefit for homeowners ever. The Fresh Start program allows homeowners to buy a home after 1 year, and I will personally guarantee you full debt release or you never short sale, period.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Murray Lau is here, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. James Smack is the Nevada Republican National Committeeman. And Marsha Bigburgler is a consultant with Forte LLP and also a Washoe County Commissioner. Did you want to respond to anything that the mayor said as he brought your name up?
Only that he's right. We have had a meeting, and there are cooler heads hopefully prevailing, and we are trying to work out some kind of arrangement to resolve the fire wars.
And do you think that there's any chance of more consolidation?
Yes, ultimately and eventually.
Okay. Next topic, unemployment. Didn't get passed by the House and Senate, and so it's going to be the first order of business coming up in January. But how does this affect things like retail when people are not going to have money to spend when we have the size of unemployment that we do in the state?
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. It's kind of scary because technically it hasn't been paid into the system. These are long-term unemployed, so it's kind of turning into an entitlement too. But all of a sudden it's going to put the brakes on a whole lot of shopping for a certain group of people that have depended upon that, and it's planning around what they were doing and stuff. I think it's more important that they can provide food and rent as opposed to shopping for retail, but it's a catch-22. We need to get beyond having to do this extended unemployment benefits and start growing the economy.
But I've heard from so many small business owners who are putting out looking for workers, and people are saying and turning them down for a job because I can get more on unemployment. Mm-hmm. And I know not everybody's in that case, and I don't mean to be, you know, cruel, but there are a lot of people who are not going to work because they've had these extended benefits.
Yeah, and that's very
really
true.
This is going to push people to get a job, and there are jobs out there. So it's kind of frustrating to see.
It's definitely going to push people to get a job. I mean, the unemployment benefits being extended as long as they have been has become like an entitlement. And now it's going to be a decision time for some of these folks that have been collecting for over a year on unemployment, and now they're going to have to go out and take the jobs that are out available, which may or may not be as much as their unemployment, but it will at least be enough to keep food on the table.
But, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to NPR on the way into work this morning, that communist organization. Just kidding.
And, listen to him too.
And they were talking about how the banks have been given $1 trillion by the Fed, but have not lent it. They've been collecting 0.25% interest and keeping it to themselves, and that's why you've not seen inflation, and that's not why you've not seen job creation. I know in your private life you're actually a banker.
Mm-hmm. And I've actually started to see some loosening of the credit again. Not as wild and free as it was back in the 2006, 2009.
I don't know. Subprime is coming back, though.
Subprime's coming back a little bit. There's some FHA lowering of minimum credit score. I think it's going from 620 down to 600 or something like that. So there's going to be the opportunity for folks to get money from the banks and get some of that money that they have been stockpiling. Yes, I understand that it should be money that should be getting a loan back out in the economy. I recognize that. But necessarily, too, we don't need to be making a bunch of bad loans and then have a bunch of bad paper on our books. And then all of a sudden, here the bankers are at the federal government's doorstep saying, hey, we need another bailout, because that's not going to sit well with the American people. So they need to be ready to stand on their own.
It's definitely not going to sit well with the American people if the banks come back. I mean, that's the kind of thing we deal with all the time. Local government, at any level of government, I think, when people come back repeatedly asking for more and more help, that does not sit well with the voters. But I frankly think the idea of making bad loans is more dangerous than sitting on the money. Now, I mean, maybe the banks could look at it from a broader perspective and realize they could make good loans. But one of the reasons we got ourselves into the housing crisis we were in is because the banks were loaning money to anybody to buy a house, and people were buying houses they couldn't afford.
You know, well, if you could fog up a mirror, you could get a loan.
Yes, that's
well,
exactly
yeah,
right.
Exactly. But the challenge is...
And now you can't.
But don't you think, Mary, that as you look at the profits that the banks are making, the major banks, you know, on Wall Street, et cetera, that if you take away the government's backing of them, you know, all of the things that caused the crisis are still in existence. Credit default swaps...
Those programs are still in existence. We still got Freddie and Fannie getting in the middle of everything else, too, and not all the banks wanted bailouts. I mean, you have to remember they were forced to take the money and forced to pay it back, so I'd damn well sit on it, too. Take the interest and pay back the government and get them out of my life.
You know, that's a great story, and not too many people remember it, but all the banks were forced to take the bailout money because they didn't want to point out who was actually in trouble, because
right.
that would have caused a giant run on the banks. Right. That's where you got to leave
Well,
it
now
to.
We've got health care going the same direction.
Oh, exactly.
Sorry, that's another topic for the day.
Yeah, we don't have the extra.
I was going to be started on that one.
Thank you all very much. Merry Christmas. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hi, I'm Joan Mack, and we're here at Palace Jewelry and Loan, and we've been here for 55 years, and we want to take care of every need that you have for the holiday season.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays!
Get your paddle back. Get your swing back. Get your throw back. Get your life back.
I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression. If you or someone you know is suffering with chronic or severe back pain and would really like to get their life back, call me today at ProSpinal, 336-3472.
Welcome to Toyotathon. How can I help?
Hey, Jan. I love the Tundra I got last year. I'm here to get the new one.
The new redesign is pretty tough.
Tundra's the toughest truck I've ever had. My son's getting my old one.
Sweet. Am I getting the boat, too?
During Toyotathon, get great deals like $1,000 cash back on the newly redesigned 2014 Tundra. Or lease one for just $309 a month. Toyota, let's go places.
Dollar Loan Center has got you covered. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes. No checking account required. No application fees. No prepayment penalties. And now, your trusted name in short-term lending is funding title loans. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of 80 locations. Or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
Find the perfect gift for everyone in your family from Palace Jewelry and Loan.
From our family to yours.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
As always, you watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And coming up next, we'll be talking to Jill Toll for the Yes for Kids.
We'll see you on the next podcast.